Four's Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Happy Saturday, Nashville. Although it is dreary out there. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Dr. Crane, rolling in right at the buzzer.
Right at the buzzer.
To get in here by 9 o'clock.
Got his Sonic from Lamia, looks like.
Lamia?
Lamia.
Come on.
Even though it's spelled Lamia. L-A-M-Y-A.
Yep. Well, you know, there's people over at Sonic down the street. It takes like 25 minutes for a single breakfast burrito.
No tip either, you monster.
Well, yes, I did.
It says total tip, no.
No, I put $10 on there. It's look, there it is. It's in small writing.
You tipped $10?
No, I did not tip $10. It's just
you tipped someone for grabbing your food?
Of the over tipper or the no tipper?
No, it was a dollar.
Here's the thing. Unless it's a haircut or a sit down restaurant, you do not tip.
Speaking of haircuts,
I agree.
Hey. Connor, both of you guys got haircuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got one yesterday.
I went a little shorter than usual.
Yeah. Looks good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Look at this guy.
I know.
He's on cloud nine.
Well, that's the first thing.
We'll start with the headlines then. Last night was a great night for Jake Lyman, except for whatever happened on the football field down in Hard Rock Stadium. I have to watch both my teams lose at Hard Rock Stadium this weekend, which is not great.
Positivity. But, not toxic, but positivity.
Last night in Detroit, the Tigers clinched a playoff spot for the first time since I was 14 years old. 10 years. They now leave the Angels behind as the longest playoff drought in the MLB. Longest active playoff drought. What a run this has been. This is, for those of you who haven't paid attention, and like if you watch MLB Network, they're talking about the Tigers, but like SportsCenter's not going to talk about it. Obviously, this isn't a pro baseball market outside of the sounds. Like we're not talking about it on the station regularly. This is one of the greatest runs in MLB history. The Tigers were 8 games below 500 on August 11th. They had a 0.2% chance to make the playoffs at that point, and they have gone 31-11 since then to make the playoffs.
Isn't that crazy?
31-11.
That's wild.
That's baseball.
They are one of two teams ever to go from 8 games below 500 in August and make the playoffs. The 1973 Mets are the only other team to do it.
It's incredible.
It is the most fun I've ever had watching baseball. It's like every single night you think, man, they're going to have a down night. They're not going to be able to get it done. And they just find a way to win. And there's no star power on this team. Like there's no Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani, but you got
Cy Young winner. Probably.
You got Tarek Skubal, who, yes, he will win the Cy Young. And clinching last night guarantees that he gets to go in game one against either Houston or Baltimore, which is huge for the Tigers. But you got guys like Parker Meadows got sent down to Toledo in April or May, and he has come back up and been probably one of the best two players on the Tigers team. Spencer Torkelson got sent down, former number one pick. He had a home run the other night that sent Detroit into a frenzy. This is a fun team. If you're not paying attention to the Detroit Tigers, you should be. And I cannot wait. Tuesday night, I will get to watch the Cy Young winner pitch in a playoff game. Either in Houston or in Baltimore.
You know what? Our team is out. I'm riding with the Tigers.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm torn because, you know, Mookie's the hometown kid, plays for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
but
I just can't bring myself to pull for the Dodgers.
Though. I know. I'll ride with the Tigers. I did text it last time. I was like, I hope they do win. I think I did text that.
Hey, they're in different leagues. Let's hope for a Dodgers-Tigers World Series.
There it is. That's the
solution. I'm just cheering for chaos. At this point.
Cheering for chaos.
At this point, I'm not like, I'm good. I did not expect them to make the playoffs. Like, if they, I would like to see them get one win in the wild card series. But, right. Like, if they got swept, I would be okay. This has just been an awesome run. But this could be a dangerous team. When you got a pitcher like Tarek Skubal, especially in a 3-game series, if they win game one just because he's on the mound, like, you got a shot. So
Detroit sports are coming back?
They are. They are
Lions, Tigers. Who's next?
The Red Wings. They were one game away from making the playoffs this year.
It ain't Pistons. I'll tell you.
No,
that.
It's not the Pistons.
No, it is not.
I follow a good amount of Detroit sports fans because I'm a Tigers fan, and all of them are tweeting like the exact same thing. Like Lions went to the NFC Championship. Tigers with an incredible run to make the playoffs. Red Wings were one game away. Pistons, who cares? Like that's that's kind of the feeling up there as well. That is my headline. The Detroit Tigers are going to the playoffs. Gentlemen, take over.
I have to ask. Did anybody videotape you last night?
No,
anybody?
It was just me and my dog last night.
That's how it should be. That's how it should
be. I got some food. I sat down. I had Tigers on the big screen. I had pulled up the Virginia Tech game on a smaller screen, mm-hmm. and we had ourselves a night.
Okay.
How about celebrated like you were in the clubhouse?
We did.
Popped out the champagne.
Tarek Skubal last night. I watched all of the interviews in the clubhouse, and it was hilarious. Jason Benetti, who is the Tigers play-by-play guy, he's awesome. He asked Tarek Skubal, he's like, "Who's hitting it hardest tonight?" And Tarek Skubal goes, "Me. I don't have to play tomorrow. Me." And he fountains a beer down his throat and then goes,
"Gosh.
Me."
Yes. You should have put on the goggles, too. Just get in there.
I should have. I should have gotten a cigar and put the goggles on and acted like I was in Detroit.
Like Joe Burrow, the picture of him in the locker.
Yeah.
Legs
should have hung like plastic wrap around my apartment to guard everything and take the champagne and, you know.
Does it slip and slide down his hallway in the champagne?
Down the stairs.
Yeah.
No, yes. Just me and the dog last night. My girlfriend is down in Florida, so.
Hopefully she's all right with all the hurricanes.
Other coasts, so okay. they're yeah. okay. But yeah, you know, just chill night at home. We watched the Tigers clinch.
Well, good for you, Jake.
Thank you.
I was watching the Hurricanes game last night against Virginia Tech, and then saw the Tigers won. I'm like, Jake Lyman's got to be just.
We were on cloud nine for a second there when they called it a touchdown on the field.
It should have been. But that's besides the point.
Yes, well, but you know, nothing could have brought me down. I haven't seen the Tigers play playoff baseball since I was a freshman in high school, 2014.
Yeah. Hmm.
And they got swept by the Orioles that year with Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, and David Price as their starting pitchers.
Mm.
In three straight games, they got swept. The last time I saw a playoff win was 2013, when that was the series that David Ortiz hit the grand slam.
Oh, yeah.
And Torrey Hunter fell over the wall.
And they went to the World Series that year.
They did. Sox. The Red Sox won the World Series.
And who did they play?
The St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. But we don't talk about that one.
We don't.
No.
We don't talk about Joe Kelly and the Red Sox.
They got swept.
As for my headline, to try to carry on here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the New York Knicks. I know Connor sent it last night. I saw it on my phone. I'm a Knicks fan. I know he's the UK guy. He'll probably give his synopsis on it. But for me, I don't know. I'm indifferent about it because Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo were solid pieces for the Knicks, but, I mean, Julius Randle wasn't doing much for them on the home stretch of the season last year. I try to follow basketball a little bit. DiVincenzo was a solid piece off the bench where he'd, you know, get a good three-pointer or two out of him. Played well in the postseason last year for the most part. As with all that, bringing in Karl Anthony Towns, it just shows the type of offense that the Knicks are trying to go for, and also defensively. You know, they've had the rotation of Hartstone in the paint along with
Hartenstein.
Yeah, Hartenstein, thank you. Yeah. Couldn't really think of his name there. But him along with Mitchell Robinson, who's been injured from time to time, and now you have Karl Anthony Towns. So hopefully you have a solid guy down low in the paint that you're able to kind of rely on. And hopefully the offense kind of is either going to be more manageable or they're going to just be scoring continuously. So I really don't know what I'm
He's a superstar, man. He's a superstar. I'll tell you. He's arguably the best shooting big man in the league.
That's my concern.
Yeah.
That's my concern. If you're a big man, get points in the paint.
Oh, he can.
I don't want to see a big man shooting a three, and it just makes no point for me. That's just me, though. I'm not the biggest basketball guy. I follow it from time to time. I just don't like seeing big men hit threes.
Yeah. The game's changing, though.
Man, Brunson, Bridges, and Cat. That's a big three right there. That's a really good group. Knicks could be dangerous. I think Knicks and Celtics, you'd have to think, are the...
Did they keep OG, too?
Yeah, right, they have OG and Anobi.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Because they had that Raptors trade with...
Yes, last year.
He re-signed, I think.
Oh, okay.
So you got a squad, man.
I'm comfortable.
That's Knicks are going to be good.
Okay.
Knicks are going to be good.
They're going to be pretty good.
Connor, your headline?
Speaking of Kentucky basketball, Big Blue Madness is coming soon. The first one of the Mark Pope era, and they made kind of a big announcement about it. This will be the first time in college basketball history that a team has ever used a fully interactive court. And what I mean by that
I saw that.
Is like... It's an LED court. Like,
they can change what is displayed on it.
Kind of like, did you watch the NBA All-Star this past year? They did that.
Or it looked like glass or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like, the best way I can put it locally is pregame for Nashville Predators.
Right.
They project things
they do
on the
lighting
ice.
Show. Yeah, yeah.
It'll be like that for like, so Big Blue Madness is basically dunk contest, 3-point contest, and then like a 15-minute scrimmage.
Ooh.
It's going to be cool.
Mm.
Mark Pope busting out all the stops for his first.
As he should, though.
He should. I agree.
Because Kentucky basketball has been in this limbo for the longest time with Calipari.
Yeah.
They deserve a fresh start.
It's a new era.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Got to make a good first impression.
Yeah. No, I'm on board with it. I'm excited.
It is really cool. If you haven't seen the video, find it on social media of like how it's going to,
it's
to
really
work.
Cool.
Like the whole court switches from like the traditional like tan look and the blue in the paint, and then it goes black, and like it's really cool.
And the lines like they light up, but they're like moving.
Yeah.
Not shifting, but like,
yeah, but like they're like shaking a little bit.
Not shaking, but like they're outlined in light. Like this blue light, and it's like almost like Star Wars in a way.
Okay.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
We'll find the video in
the break.
I'll look at it.
Jake Wallman, wrap us up with your headline. And also, you are in charge of our question of the day. So
good morning, gentlemen.
Take over.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say hello to you. So
no, you didn't say hello to me.
That's okay.
We're saying it now. Hello.
Hello, Nick. How are you, sir?
Great. We're in our own little world in here.
It's a good day.
Well, gentlemen, I'll start with my headline. And if you follow college football over the past couple days, my headline is coming out of Reno and all the mess that's going on over there with Nick Saluka, you know, getting himself out of the program with his NIL mess, and you know they had their backup running back also. You know, he's going to take his red shirt and he's going to transfer out of the program, and I understand Saluka's gripe about this. You know, he was promised, I think, $100,000 at the minimum from UNLV, and he's only received three. You expect your college program to hold up their end of the deal when it comes to NIL and stuff.
Right.
And maybe it's just the average Joe in me that's like, oh, you know, he's only received $3,000. I'd kill for that right now. But, you know, when you get ditched on your end of the deal, and somebody doesn't hold up their end of the bargain, that can really rub you the wrong way. But where my gripe is with this is, what happened to being a team guy?
Yep.
What happened to being a team guy and, you know, just kind of putting all the NIL stuff aside and just playing for the love of the game? That's one thing that we're going to see a lot more of as NIL gets bigger, is that players aren't going to play for the love of the game. They're going to play for, you know, who can offer the biggest check.
Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, Saluka was pulled from Holy Cross, right?
I believe so.
I think that's right.
So you're on a bigger stage. I understand the money, but you're on a bigger stage. You're playing in.
Well, he also wanted
conference.
To save his eligibility, because he would have lost his red shirt if he played another game.
There's a lot of guys. Bear Alexander is a big one that just did. Couple days ago.
Yeah, he's a frequent of the transfer portal.
Frequent visitor.
It kind of like starts moving the gears in my brain about this Saluka thing, because you have to remember, he's coming from Holy Cross. You have your moving fees or whatever it is from one university to the next. You have your payments for apartments, wherever you're going to live.
Yeah.
If you're only getting paid $3,000 and it's only been 3 weeks, I don't think $1,000 is covering any of that.
Well, especially when you're counting on $100,000. But
you're living out west.
I saw a casino owner has offered to pay him $100,000 to stay, but I guess the
on the house,
the relationship has soured enough that there's no going back.
I think a running back went with him.
Yeah, the backup running back.
Alan. Yeah, but I guess he said it wasn't NIL related. The running back said that it was just playing time. So,
well, and more on
your
this
third string
is
yes,
you know, like they're like one of the top G5 options for the playoff.
That's true. Yeah,
and
they're 3-0. I think.
Yeah, they're 3-0. They got a big win over Kansas a couple weeks ago. I think they beat one other Power 5 team. The name's escaping me, but like my point is college football's. I mean, we're gonna watch every week because we're fans, and you're always gonna have those guys that are, you know, 3-4 year guys that end up making a big play that kind of make their career. But for the long, I mean, for the long haul, college football is not what we grew up on anymore.
Hey, did they ask for this?
Did they beat SMU? Is that the other? I think
I don't know. Nick Frazier. Did they beat SMU?
Yeah. So SMU and Kansas.
Wait a minute. Was that New Mexico State? New Mexico.
Let me look it up.
SMU has two losses.
While he's looking it up, my buddy has joined you in the ranks of the Pony Express.
They're a fun team to play.
They got nice uniforms. Yeah.
While Jake looks that up, I can give our question of the day.
Sure. Never mind. They beat Houston.
Houston.
Oh, okay.
I knew there was a team with bread.
My question of the day goes back to last week's show. We talked about reality TV and shows like The Office and stuff. And so it got me thinking, what reality TV show, old or new, doesn't matter, would you want to be a part of?
It's a good question.
Ooh, in honor of Sam Phelan.
Yeah, that's true. In honor of
Survivor.
Sam Phelan is on Survivor.
That's not my answer. That's just...
That's a good question. Very topical right now because Sam Phelan, Titans reporter, is on Survivor. I watched a little bit of the first episode. I kind of want to keep up with it just to see if...
Yeah. My dad used to love Survivor.
I was a big Survivor fan. I meant to ask you guys, did you watch, maybe I did mention this, did you guys watch Survivor growing up at all?
Yeah. Used to record it.
Do you know who Boston Rob is?
Yeah.
I saw him at downtown last week.
Really?
Yeah. He was sitting like 10 feet away from me.
Is he the one that won it twice?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he always wears the Red Sox hat.
Rob.
I saw Boston Rob at, he was at Barstool. After the Titans game, actually, a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
So that was kind of cool. I didn't go up and say hi to him, but I
hi, Boston Rob.
I texted the people that I knew watched Survivor, and I was like, hey, Boston Rob's sitting like two tables over from me. Anyway, 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to text or call. Answer our question of the day. Jake Wallman wants to know, what is a reality show that you would love to be a part of? Plenty of options out there, cooking shows, game shows, anything. Let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. When we come back, we're going to get into some college football. That's how we're spending our first hour here on Four's Company, talking about the Vols getting a big win last week in Norman, and also previewing this Alabama-Georgia game, top five showdown in Tuscaloosa. We'll talk about the NFL coming up in the second hour. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Four's Company here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Uh-huh. Great day to play this song.
Get you guys in the mood this morning.
Do you know what this is?
I don't actually.
This is Can You Stand the Rain.
Oh.
New edition.
Yeah, it's a rainy day in Nashville. Rainy weekend in Nashville with Hurricane Helene. Kind of the edges rolling through here in the music
scene. When I used to do NFL pregame last year, this is how I would get Derek and Chris going.
Oh.
Stuff like this.
There you go. No NFL pregame tomorrow because the Titans play on Monday. I'm sure there's a read in here for me. Maybe not. Oh, yes, there is. We'll talk about that later. But Monday, the second half of Stillman Company will be NFL pregame over at Twin Peaks. I do have a read that I will get to now. Tune in to 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville today for MTSU football. The Blue Raiders taking on Memphis on the road. Pregame starts at 5, kickoff at 6:30. MTSU football on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville is presented by Sloan's Motorcycle ATV. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman here with you for his company. We're talking some college football. Do want to remind you our question of the day. We want to know, what is a reality TV show that you think you want to be a part of? This could be a game show like Survivor or Amazing Race or cooking show, Hell's Kitchen or Master Chef. Or
if you pick Hell's Kitchen,
is it cake?
Something's wrong with
you. You know, let us know. We want to know, what reality show do you want to be part of? This could be like HGTV, House Hunters. Something like that. We will give our answers at the top of the 10 o'clock hour.
You're a big HGTV guy, aren't you?
Sometimes. My mom is. I'm not. I from time to time, I'll turn it on. My stuff's mainly on YouTube. There are people that like make shows on YouTube.
Oh.
Epic Meal Time or whatever it is.
No, yeah, that was way back in the day. I don't watch that. No, there's a guy that builds tables and stuff. It's like something design. It's pretty neat. I have to go back on my YouTube and look at it. But
that's very neat.
You and Jay Moore.
Makes like epoxy burned tables that are just glossing. We're going on a tangent. Please continue with sports.
Well, if you do want to answer our question of the day, you can text us, 615-737-1025. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's talk some college football. We've gotten on a little bit of a tangent through the first 23-plus minutes of this show.
What else would we do?
I mean, this is what we do on Force Company. It's Saturday.
We have fun.
For the most part. This isn't Monday through Friday sports talk radio.
We're
just having fun here on this Saturday morning.
Sorry, I was looking at game day. They're grilling something.
Who is the guest picker? I can see
Miss Terry.
Miss Terry.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. That's Terry. Why I said I hope they get into a major marital argument on the desk.
Right, okay. I hope she picks Georgia. That'd be hilarious.
So, Nick, why did you retire again? Well, it's Terry over here. That's probably what's going to happen.
That's what I would say. Why didn't you walk the dog this morning, Nick?
These game day paychecks aren't paying as much as Alabama was. No. That's what I'm saying. But he's got, like, the Aflac commercials and stuff, too.
He's got Dion.
Yeah, with Coach Prime. Anyway, another tangent. Let's talk college football. Tennessee with a big win on the road in Norman. We talked about it last week that this was kind of the turning point for Nico Iamaliava of, like, hey, we've seen him do it in neutral sites. We've seen him do it at home. Can he go into a hostile environment, SEC road game, and perform? And he did. The defense was great as well. Jackson Arnold was injured, couldn't return the second half there. But really great game for Tennessee. I believe, 25-13 was that?
25-15.
25-15 was the final. And Tennessee gets the win, gets to 4-0. This looks like a team that should be not only considered a playoff contender, but probably a playoff favorite at this point.
Yeah, I would say playoff contender. I'm not sold on the favorite yet just because there's a low volume of competition we've seen Tennessee play so far. Oklahoma is a ranked team. They're a good team. They're not a great team. So I'm curious to see Tennessee stack up against and Alabama, as we will see them later. How do they stack up against Georgia? I know they don't play Texas in the regular season, but if it were to come down to it, how would they stack up against that? I want to see them play the next level of competition. And I'm not saying this because I hate the Vols, but Tennessee is known to slip up a game occasionally.
Maybe Arkansas.
Keep in mind they come to Arkansas next week.
Yep.
Florida. Granted, they play them at home, but Florida is a team that can give them trouble sometimes.
Trouble. Trouble. In air quotes.
In air quotes. I don't think it'll happen this year because they're in Neyland and Florida's not great. But who else do they play? Who am I?
They play Alabama at home.
Kentucky at home.
Mississippi State at home.
Who is
not a tough game.
Not a tough game.
And then they go to Athens in November. Yeah. To take on Georgia.
And I think there's a bye week in there as well.
I think you're
between
right.
Mississippi State and Georgia.
Yeah, it's before the Georgia game, which kind of is perfect for Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way I look at it, all the tough games that Tennessee plays in the SEC against Alabama, Florida's always giving them a hard time. Like, those two games specifically are both at home. And Mississippi State, I'd look at it as more of like a – I know they're an SEC matchup. I'd look at it more as a homecoming game, kind of a warm-up game to Georgia. It's almost going to be like a scrimmage for them because Mississippi State can't hold on to the football. They can't get turnovers. So, I mean, this would be a great little game for them going into a small bye week.
They got
Georgia.
One more non-con, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They play UTEP
yep.
on the 23rd.
That's right.
Of November, right?
Of November, and I believe that's senior
that's probably
day
their
as well.
Right, oh, it's
before,
senior day.
Right okay. before Vanderbilt. So I guess it's Arkansas, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi or Kentucky, Mississippi State, then at Georgia, UTEP, Vanderbilt. Like that 10-2, I think is probably
I'd say 10-2.
That
wasn't there somebody said 11-1? I don't know.
It could have been me.
Who said that?
It might be the same
guy who thinks Kyler Murray is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Fantasy genius.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were talking before the show. Jake, you mentioned it. It does really play out nicely for them because, you know, you got the bye week this week, Arkansas next opponent next week. Is taking on Texas A&M today. That's always a tough game for Arkansas. They've usually not fared well in that matchup over the past several years. So, you know, you get the opportunity to get rested. Hopefully you have Lance Hurd and John Campbell both healthy next week. And then you get the meat grinder that is the SEC.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, in the past, this is kind of like death row for the Vols, where you've got, you know, Arkansas you know, when they were under like Brett Bielema, they were normally decent. Florida, yeah, they always give Tennessee trouble. Then you throw Alabama in there, who's normally coming into the game undefeated. Then you get a Kentucky team that you think you can match up with well. It doesn't feel like that this year. It just, you know, it feels like every game that Tennessee has on the schedule, outside of Georgia, they have a decent shot at winning.
I'd agree with that. I think Georgia's the one where I would firmly pick Georgia to win. But like Alabama in Neyland, we'll find out a little bit more about what Alabama is today. But Tennessee, I would say, as long as they don't lose one that they're supposed to win, they're going to be in the playoff. Like a 10-2 SEC team is in the playoff.
I could see them getting in at 9-3. To be honest with you, I would take a 9-3.
Depends on what the loss is.
I would take a 9-3 Tennessee team over a 10-2. Let's say
like Louisville.
Louisville,
or, yeah.
Or who's in the Big 12 that would...
Like BYU or something.
BYU.
Yeah, like
Utah. Texas Tech, maybe.
I agree. If Tennessee... Let's say Tennessee is the fifth SEC team, and it's Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Ole Miss are firmly in, and Tennessee is kind of that fifth on the bubble if they're 9-3, I would take a fifth SEC team over a second ACC or Big 12 team.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Utah with Cam Rising's hand injury, not playing, right? For the most part, I believe.
He was out for
4 or 5 weeks or something like that.
Surprise.
Say if we come into another Florida State situation where, not saying they're undefeated, but say they only have one loss in the season, and yet Tennessee's like a 10-2 or a 9-3.
Yeah.
Would the committee decide to put in a 9-3 or 10-2 Tennessee team over a banged up Utah team that
an 11-1 Big 12 team, chances are you're probably the conference champion.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But
Florida State went undefeated, and they missed the playoff. And I get it. It was four teams, but...
This is the new 12-team playoff where the auto bids go to the conference champions. Like, you could have bid stealers on December, whatever.
It's happened to me many times.
Like, there could be... Let's say there's a 9-3... Louisville team that makes the ACC championship. They're ranked like 21st in the country, but they upset Miami. They're in and getting a bye. Miami, if they were 11-1 at that point, they're probably still in. So they just stole a bid from somebody. It's probably going to happen this year.
What happens when I'm speaking in hypotheticals? Let's say 7-5. BYU makes it to the Big 12 and takes down 11-1.
Yeah, if
Utah,
they're like 6-2 in the Big 12 or
does
something
BYU
like that.
Does BYU get in, or do they just steal the bid? And Utah loses a first round bye, but they're still in.
Yeah, that's going to be it. That is why they did the 12 team playoff. It makes it a little bit more interesting, and fans get to be more invested in their team later in the season because there's always a chance if you make your conference championship game, you've got an opportunity to get into the playoff. So we will see if that ends up coming to pass and we get some bid stealers across the country heading into playoff time. Tennessee, if they're 10-2, I think they're in. If 9-3, they might need some help to get into the playoff. We will talk about this Bama and Georgia game.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest game so far this season, probably. Top five matchup down in Tuscaloosa. Game day is there. We will talk about that matchup coming up next. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman, Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Tune into Sports Talk 8:30 a.m. tomorrow for coverage of the Hollywood Casino 400. Coverage will begin at 1. The race is set to start at 2 p.m. Coverage also available at thegamenashville.com. Forest Company on this dreary Saturday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you. We're talking college football here in hour number one. Do want to remind you that our question of the day is, what reality TV show would you like to be a part of? Plenty of options out there. Lots of different genres of reality TV. We've already got a couple of answers on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. We'd love to hear from you. We will give our answers coming up at the top of the hour. Let's preview this Alabama-Georgia game, guys. This is This is a huge matchup in the SEC. Probably ends up determining who ends up playing in Atlanta in the SEC championship, which, as we were just talking about, playing in the SEC championship becomes huge because you could be the number one team in the country the entire year, but if you lose in that SEC championship, you have to play a first-round game in the college football playoff. You win, if you don't make it, you have to play in the first round. But if you make it and you win, you get that first round bye. This is a huge game in determining that.
Yeah, it's massive. Now, I think both teams that make the SEC championship are probably getting in.
You would think so.
At some point.
If you go 7-1, 8-0 in the SEC, I would think you're a playoff team.
Yeah, but it's a big matchup. I mean, Kalen DeBoer has his first true test in the SEC this tonight. Georgia looking back to bounce. Well, I cannot speak today. Georgia looking to bounce back after a bye week, and then Kentucky kind of giving them a little bit of a hard time. Maybe don't punt on 4th and 8 under 3 minutes to go, and you might win that game. But I digress. But yeah, it's a big matchup. Seriously, I mean, I don't think I've been this excited for a game in a long time. And that's saying something.
This is going to have national championship-like feel tonight in Tuscaloosa. And it's only September. Like, we aren't even into October yet, but this could be a game that decides the course of the season as a whole.
Yeah, and I mean, you make a good point about the playoff because this does have that implication on it. If one of these teams ends up not getting a first-round bye, I don't think it's going to be a problem for them due to the fact that I think the first round gets home field advantage, right?
You're probably playing
the
G5
higher seed
too.
Does.
Yeah, so you have to be, I guess, 8th or higher to get home field advantage.
And let's be honest, if it's either Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, or what did I miss out? Alabama?
Is that the Alabama, Ole Miss. Yeah.
Ole Miss. All five of those teams, I think, are going to be a top 5. I don't think any of those drop below 8. I know it sounds crazy.
You're probably. Ugh. You listen to this? Are you
stadium
hearing this?
Pulse.
Yeah,
stadium
it's bad.
Pulse.
Stadium pulse. This is bad. You're probably playing a G5 at home, too.
Yeah, and so like that's almost like a homecoming game, unless that G5 school decides to upset
Boise State,
you.
Man.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on.
You never know. But like, I don't think after this game I wouldn't be too worried about a team missing out of a top seed in the playoff. Like, not a top 5, but I'm saying like the first round bye. Because home field advantage, I think, is the best thing in college football, especially when it comes to playoffs, because the FCS, their playoff format, they do that the first 2 rounds, I believe.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's the best thing since sliced bread. And so now that the college football playoff is doing it, it just makes things even better.
I love the campus sites for first round playoff games. Like, the atmospheres in college football are already ridiculous. Turn that up to 11 if it's a playoff game. Like, this is your season on the line, and you're getting to do it in front of your home fans.
I mean, I hate to say it, but can you imagine Neyland Stadium hosting a playoff game?
Oh, which, that place will be a powder keg.
That is going to be
incredible. It's pretty likely that we see that. If they go 10-2, I would guess that they're not going to get a bye,
yeah,
but they would be 5-8, somewhere in there, and they would host a first-round game.
A lot of these SEC, Ole Miss is a great one.
Yeah.
That would be a fun one to host. I don't think Texas is going to host. Well, we'll see. Depends on who leaves Atlanta as SEC champion.
Yeah.
But it depends. Yeah, I mean, I don't have much more to say. It's going to be a great matchup.
It's going to be a really fun game. And, you know, Georgia's got a tough schedule. I mean, they have to play Alabama, Texas, Tennessee. I don't think they play Ole Miss, but those are 3 of the top 5 teams in the SEC that you have to play. Georgia's got a tough schedule. Alabama, this is kind of their opportunity to prove that, hey, Nick Saban may be gone, but we are still Alabama. We're still the Tide, and we're going to be a contender for a national championship. How many straight regular season wins does Georgia have? 40-something?
I think it's 46.
Yeah, 40, yeah. Like 46 straight wins. If Alabama ends that tonight, that's Kalen DeBoer announcing himself as, hey, Coach Saban may be gone, but nothing's changing down in Titletown.
The Tide is still going through. I want to ask, though, Jake, because if Bama does lose by, let's say, 2-3 touchdowns, does that put some sort of implication into the college football playoff? Does it really put the committee into a bind of like, man, Alabama really just lost by 3 touchdowns? Is that going to be something where we have to put into factor?
I don't know. You would think a loss probably means that Alabama isn't going to go to the SEC championship.
I think that boosts Georgia more than it knocks Alabama, though.
Like, really? Alabama, yeah. Let me look at their schedule, because I know they come here next week.
So you mean that would put them at one and leapfrog Texas?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that kind of boosts Georgia's resume a little bit, making them look a lot better than, you know, a loss to Alabama.
I have a question revolving around resumes. If Georgia comes out and looks like they did 2 weeks ago against Kentucky, how worried would you be if you're a Georgia fan considering your offensive output?
I think you'd be pretty worried.
Yeah, I think I would too.
And then how worried would you be if they don't look like, if they look like the old Georgia? Carson Beck throws for 300 yards, 3 touchdowns.
I think that's what I expect.
I mean, that's what I expect as well. But if they were to lose this game either way, if you're a Georgia fan, is your outlook on the SEC and the CFP, is it diminished?
No.
I don't know. I still think it's going to be Georgia-Texas in the SEC championship game. I think Georgia, we'll pick the game later officially, but I do think Georgia wins this one. Alabama, you look at their schedule, and there's a stretch in October where things could get off the rails. They've got Georgia tonight, so let's say they lose that one. That's one loss. You kind of got to keep it below 3 to feel good about a playoff berth. They've got 3 straight games at Tennessee versus Missouri at LSU. 3 straight weeks. Those are all, maybe Alabama's favored in a couple of those games.
Those are all good teams.
Those are all games that you could drop.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if Georgia were to come out and lose this one but look like the old Georgia, I would still feel really, really good about Georgia being in the SEC championship.
To Jake's question, I would not be worried if their offense turned out to be, like, not great tonight due to the fact that it's going to be disguised by an Alabama team that's either good or bad. It's hard to dictate how Georgia is going to look against an Alabama because we don't know what Alabama is in a top 5 situation either. So it's like you're not really getting a good gauge on the future of what the college football playoff will be for either team, in my opinion. I know that sounds dumb to say, but I just think tonight's game is just going to be very back and forth, and it's just going to be a chess match. And it again, that's not going to give you any gauge on what teams will be for the playoff. It's just a matter of, like, if it's going to be a 3-score game, then, yeah, it's going to give you a gauge on it. If it's going to be a 1-possession game, to me, there's zero gauge on where this goes. It means both of those teams, for me, are a top 5 team.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be a barn burner. Let me tell you that right now. It's not going to be a blowout, I don't think. I think it'll be a barn burner, 1-possession game.
Like 38-35 or something like that.
Something like that.
Really? That high scoring?
I think this game is what we thought Oklahoma-Tennessee was going to be last week, where we thought we would get that back and forth, you know, high scoring game.
Yeah, whoever gets the ball last wins, something like that.
Last week I said it was going to be like 31-17. It ended up being 25-15. This game, I thought Tennessee would win by 14 or more points, or double-digit win. I mean,
stadium pulse.
No, I said that Tennessee would win by double digits last week, and they sure did. This is going to be the same situation. My gut's kind of telling me Georgia might take care of business tonight by 3 scores.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, we'll make our picks coming up at the end of the show, but we got to take a break because it's 9:45.
Oh, yeah.
Which means...
I wonder what that means.
It's time for Newt's Notes. That's up next here on Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
If you smell
what Connor Newt
is cooking.
Once again, I get you guys.
That might be my new favorite.
Really?
Yeah, just...
Oh, we still got more. We got to get to the key change and everything.
The deadpan in your voice of Connor Newt is excellent.
For a moment, before he said, what's cooking? And it was just, can you smell Connor Newt? I was like, why would I do that?
Can you smell?
I can cook.
Connor Newt.
What's new nutrition?
Oh, nutrition.
We didn't do nutrition.
Okay. Take it away. Nutrition and Newt's Notes. We're packaging them.
This was great this morning. My mom said, do you want French toast? So I was like, heck yes, I want French toast. She got rosemary bread, put it on the skillet or whatever. French toast. Incredible. And orange juice.
Connor Newt getting fancy this morning.
I feel great. I'm losing weight.
How'd you like the rosemary bread? I'm just curious.
It's good, dude. It's like...
Put a little butter on it or no? A
little bit.
Yeah.
Butter, syrup, go to town. It's good. I had five, dude. I'm putting on some pound. Well, not in a bad way.
Good way, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in the gym a lot lately. I'm down 5 pounds than what I was about a week ago. So, yeah, I feel good. Which leads me to my rant. We're going to step away from sports for a little bit. Gym etiquette. We got to get this right, man, because this is driving me crazy. There are a few things in the gym that these people do that drive me absolutely insane. I don't like to go to like Planet Fitness or anything. I usually work at home in my garage, but the rec center at MTSU is free, and they got some great equipment out there.
It is nice.
So I use that. Some of these people are idiots. So, number one, I cannot stand the people that, you know, they don't know what they're doing, so they stand in front of a machine that you need to use, and like, you're like, are you using this? And they're like, oh yeah, no, go ahead. And then they just stand there. I'm like, dude, like, I'm trying to do pull downs. Move. Anyways, the next one is the people that get like the hand weights, and they get like 40 of them and just hoard them.
They don't put them back.
And they don't put them back. They don't re-rack. Drives me insane. Like, come on. And then there's a funny story. So there's this guy, I was there the other day. I was doing chest day. So I was doing some curls. I grabbed 25s, and this guy, I think he was trying to get in my head or something. He goes up next to me, grabs 30s, looks at me, sits on the bench right next to me, does the exact same workout as me, and like stares at me while I'm doing it. I'm like, brother, what is
it's
going
on? Not that serious.
It's not that deep, brother. Like, it's curls.
You
like,
should have asked him.
Oh my goodness.
You should have asked him. You want to go?
He just shunned you.
No one is winning an Olympic gold medal today. I'm just trying to get my workout in, but it's. It drives me crazy, these people, man. Like, and the people that do bench. Why is Drewski on College Game Day? Anyways, now I just lost my train of thought. Oh, these people that bench and then they just leave the bar there on the ground. Like,
yeah.
Re-rack it, brother. And they don't take the plates off either. Is Drewski doing the kick challenge?
I think Drewski's about to kick.
Oh, I got to do play-by-play of Drewski's kick challenge. Okay.
He doesn't have Kirk holding for him today. That's
interesting. No, he doesn't. Maybe Kirk is the curse. All right,
I'm wondering if the holder is going to be the one who actually kicks eventually.
Right. He's lining up. Here you go. Kick is up.
Oh,
yikes.
Way wide.
Shankopotamus.
That is in the moon bounce over there.
It is. But, I mean, am I the only one that this gym stuff drives me absolutely insane?
I've got one for you that I don't think I don't know if you have it. But when somebody's using a machine and they get up to go...
And they're sweaty remains all over the place?
Yeah, don't wipe it down.
Don't spray it
down. Wipe it down, man.
I just got a text from my local text line, you know, here. It says, texting on Instagram and Facebook while you're on the equipment in between sets.
Yep.
Yeah, those people.
Yeah, that's bad, too.
I mean, I'm a victim of that.
It's fine to pull out your phone, but like if you're on your phone for more than 30, 45 seconds in between sets, that's when
I pull it out to like maybe switch the song or something.
Yeah,
because I like to work out.
Send a quick text or something like that.
That's another thing. Gym music is terrible. Like the stuff they play, it's like kids bop. Like it's awful.
The I was at the gym yesterday and had the same thing that happened for your first gripe. Dude is just walking in circles around the like the pull down area. Like there's two different setups with a couple of different like sides where you can do the pull downs.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get over there and I couldn't tell what he was using because he just was walking in circles in the middle of it.
There are some people that come in and like snack in there. Like they'll be eating like a granola bar or something and just like staring at people eating. Do you ever see that episode of Impractical Jokers where they make Joe go to the gym
and
it's like a foot-long sandwich and he's just staring at people running the treadmill? That's what it's like.
See, that's why I don't like going to the gym. You just have weird people that just show up.
It is strange.
Luckily, I was fortunate enough, like, my grandfather has some extra weights, before he passed away. He was, professional wrestler, so he had all these leftover bench and, racks and stuff, so I use that at the house.
I do, too.
I guess you could say I'm intimidated to go outside of my own comfort zone when it comes to workouts, but I get my workouts done in the right time. I don't waste time. It's in and out. I'm done.
I'm in the gym. When I go over, I'm there 15, 20 minutes. Like,
really?
I can get in, get out. I'll do, like, if I do, like, chest and triceps, I'll do two different exercises for each, do four sets. I'm in, I'm out. Like, feel like I got a good workout and don't waste an entire morning.
Feeling bad because I'm in there for, like, 35 to 40. I'm like, that's not enough.
No, I literally all of my workouts, and like, I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder or anything. Like, I'm just trying to, like,
get some good
exercise in. And I mean, like, I'm at Planet Fitness. Like, I'm not trying to do anything special.
Right.
Give me 20 minutes. I'll get a decent workout in and I'm good for the day.
The people, this might be the worst one. The people that feel that they have to make noises.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the body set off
the lunk alarm.
let me preview some noises for you. You got the people that go,
I'm
which
good.
Isn't
I,
bad.
I don't want any more. I'm good.
Okay. This is getting, I'm getting good. Weird. But the people that are like, ugh! Like,
there's another one.
I said I was good, man.
By the way, have you guys heard some of the promos on the station for the game Nashville Sports Network? They put Jared's umpire call at the end.
Strike three. I think Chase did that. That's my favorite.
I laugh every time I hear it. It's so funny.
I got one question. Are you guys big cardio guys?
No.
Yes, no? Absolutely.
No. Are you a yoga guy?
I'm not, but I do
we'll
enjoy
get you there.
Pilates.
I do enjoy a nice incline walk.
I'll do an incline walk.
I tried to run during COVID. Like, I actually, the best shape of my life was at the end of COVID because I was lifting in my basement like every single day. And I tried to start running, and one day I just took a day off. I was like, you know what? I've earned it. I'd run like probably 7 out of 8 days. I was like,
downhill.
You know what? I'm gonna take a day off. I never ran again. That is the last time I went on a run.
You know who's killing it on his runs lately?
David James. Yes, I've seen it
killing
on his Instagram story.
Really?
Running like two miles a day.
He's killing it.
That's awesome.
Good for David James.
That's awesome.
We love it.
How about that?
Adam on our text line says, Newt, you missed the biggest one. Someone is on a machine and someone they know walks up, and instead of leaving the machine, they have their entire 15-minute conversation on top of the machine you need.
Yep.
That's a rough one.
Thank you. Oh, that's Adam Brown. That was our coach the other day.
Oh.
He's a MTSU alum. I was at his wedding. Hi, Adam. But yes, you're correct.
That is there's a lot of gym etiquette stuff that just it's dead.
It's dead.
That's why I like to be so quick in there, because like, I just don't want to deal with that stuff. I want to just like get a workout in and leave, because I don't want to be there any longer than I have to be.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's tough, but that's a good Newt's notes. Got us away from sports for a little bit, which is always good.
I haven't come in here in a while and just done a non-sports one.
It was refreshing to get a Newt's notes rant just away from sports for a week, and maybe we'll get back next week. We're gonna stay away from sports when we come back. We're gonna get into our question of the day. We've got a few answers on our text line already. What reality show would you like to be a part of? We will give our answers. We'll read some of yours on the other side. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is Premier 6 Theater at 810 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro. Whether you're a fan of timeless classics or can't wait for the new releases, Premier 6 Theater has something for everyone. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals and get half off a $50 gift card while supplies last. That wraps up hour number one here on Four's Company. We'll be back after this. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.